Hare Krishna. Question: can an OBE be repeated and thus experimented upon? Answer: the body is not the soul and the body are very strongly united together, and an out of body experience is not something which is a toy for people to replicate. So there are some people who claim to have that art of projecting their consciousness outside their body and seeing from out of body experiences, but these are not under scientifically rigorously inspected situations. So asking that an OBE be repeated upon and experimented, that is like asking if Newton was going to prove that the planets move according to the law of gravitation, then asking Newton to conduct experiments on the planets and to see if the increased or decreased application of force on the planets causes a variation in the motion according to his laws, and only then accepting the laws of accepting the principle of law of gravitation as true. So that is an impossible demand. In general, there are many fields in science where experimentation is not possible. So in the whole field of archaeology, where scientists try to find out fossils from the past, or they get some remnants underground maybe, and they say get some artifacts from the past, and now they can't do any experiment. They can't get the ancient civilization back here and ask them to demonstrate how did you make this particular pottery or whatever else. So the scientific method does not always require experimentation for verification. Scientists, especially there are respected sciences, even among the hard sciences, not the soft sciences like sociology and economics, but even in hard sciences such as biology and others, there are scientists who base their models not on who base their theories, and many theories are considered conclusive, not based on experimentation, but on IB, inference to best explanation. That means that a particular situation is observed very carefully. So for example, artifact is found from the ancient times, which is shaped like a pot, which has some designs on it, and which has a proper head on it, and which has a tap, a protrusion like a tap for getting the water out. Then archaeologists will try to see what are the alternative explanations. Are there natural explanations by which they can say that this particular artifact could have been formed? And when that artifact cannot have been formed by any other alternative means, then they accept that this is an artifact which must have been formed by ancient civilization, ancient people at that time. So this is not something which is inferred by experiment. It is done by inference to best explanation. So we try to get the best possible observation and then try to eliminate whichever explanations for that are not reasonable. And then whatever is left, that is considered the most reasonable explanation. That is it is a respected scientific method. It is called as abduction. And science uses deduction, induction and abduction. Deduction is used in mathematics and deduction is considered the most reliable. But life is not mathematical. And at least not all of life can be reduced to mathematics. And for example, biology, the theory of evolution, for example, is not being reduced to mathematics at all. So deduction is not usable in all fields. And there is induction. Induction means there are a certain number of observations, and then there is a certain theory made based on that. And then experiments are done to further expand the range of observations. And if the experiments results give which are consistent with the theory, then the theory is considered to be proven. But beyond induction, when no experiments are possible, when there is only observation and theory, then in the theoretical stage, there is elimination of all possible explanations, and then by abduction, the best explanations arrive at. So, in the case of OBEs, there is no experimentation that is possible, because one cannot actually predict who, which person, when will have an OBE. Still, researchers are diligently striving for cases wherein they are more and more prepared. So, for example, in some hospitals, in especially cardiac hospitals in Europe, there have been more and more equipped so that the patient surroundings and the patient's certain studies have been conducted where the patient's surroundings and the patient's bodily measures, all of them are taken very accurately. And if the patient reports an NDE, then the circumstances can also be verified. So Dr. Sam Parnia has done some research like this. And it's not exactly an experiment in the technical sense. But there are many, many cases where there is documentation beyond doubt that the patient was unconscious at the time when the patient gives veridical memories. That means patient gives report of facts and the report is accurate. So this, there's no explanation for this because the patient is unconscious, so there's no way that person could have actually observed this. Further, those facts are so specific that they cannot have come from general knowledge or from guesswork. And in some cases, the patient also gives knowledge of things which are not in the room, which are maybe outside the room somewhere. So that is impossible to a patient, for the patient to have known, even if the patient has been conscious. So by this way, there are cases where it's beyond doubt that no other explanation will work. And that's why the inference to the best explanation is the best that we can get for confirming the authenticity of OBEs. Thank you. Hare Krishna.